Welcome to Do You Need a CFO? A podcast series from Rankin McKenzie. This series is designed to help business leaders understand if and when their company is ready for CFO-level financial leadership. Before we begin, a quick disclosure. This is an AI dramatization based on the free executive resources available at RankinMcKenzie.com. The voices you hear are synthetic, but the insights come directly from Rankin McKenzie's decades of experience helping companies like yours decide when to bring in a CFO.
That's right. And today's episode is about the triggers, the 8 most common signs your business is ready for CFO-level leadership, whether that's fractional or full-time.
We'll take our time with each one, break down what it looks like in practice, and give you examples you can recognize in your own business. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly which of these warning signs apply to you. Let's dive in. Trigger number 1, rapid growth. On the surface, this sounds like the best possible problem to have. Sales are strong, customers are piling in, maybe you're even adding new locations or hiring rapidly. But growth without financial structure can quickly turn into instability.
I hear owners say all the time, "We'll worry about tightening up finances once things slow down." Isn't that just how scaling works?
It feels that way, but it's a trap. Imagine a $20 million manufacturer that doubled revenue in 2 years. On paper, fantastic. But the finance team is still one controller using Excel. Suddenly, they can't see if margins are shrinking or if receivables are slipping. By the time they notice, they've burned through cash and credit lines.
So the growth actually masks the financial problems until it's too late.
Exactly. A CFO steps in to build scalable systems, reporting, forecasting, cash modeling, so the company grows on a stable foundation. Think of it like reinforcing the frame of a house while you're adding new floors. Without that reinforcement, the whole thing can crack under the weight.
So the red flag is when growth feels exciting, but also chaotic. If leadership is making big bets without clear visibility, that's when a CFO changes the game.
That's the key takeaway. Growth should accelerate opportunity, not risk. And CFO-level leadership makes sure of it.
Trigger number 2, increasing financial complexity. Complexity happens as you add new layers to the business model. Maybe you've added product lines, service contracts, even international operations. Each of those introduces unique billing cycles, tax exposures, and risk factors.
I've seen companies where the CEO thought things were fine, until they realized intercompany transfers were being misclassified and the tax exposure was way bigger than expected.
Exactly. A bookkeeper or controller can keep transactions straight, but they don't design the strategy. A CFO looks at the whole system. How do we manage cash across divisions? How do we optimize for taxes? How do we hedge against currency risk? They're the orchestrator.
So if your business has gone from simple to complicated and your financials feel like a puzzle missing pieces, it's time to consider CFO oversight.
Yes, complexity without strategy equals risk. Complexity with a CFO equals opportunity. Trigger number 3, preparing for major strategic moves. These are milestones like raising capital, pursuing an acquisition, or preparing to sell. Each of those requires financials that are not only accurate, but also investor ready.
Let's take fundraising. Investors don't just want clean books, they want to see forecasting, risk models, and a story that shows how capital translates into growth.
Right. And in an acquisition, the buyer will put your company under a microscope. A CFO ensures your numbers stand up to that scrutiny. For an exit, the stakes are even higher. A CFO makes sure you capture full value instead of leaving money on the table.
So if you're heading into one of these strategic moves without CFO-level leadership, you're stepping into the arena unprepared.
Yes, these are defining moments for companies. Having a CFO in place isn't optional. It's critical. Trigger number 4, cash flow surprises. Cash is the lifeblood of every business. If you're constantly blindsided by not having enough to make payroll or realizing too late that receivables won't come in on time, it's a red flag.
But isn't cash flow always a little unpredictable? Most owners would say that's just the nature of business.
It's true that timing shifts happen, but surprises shouldn't be the norm. If every payroll cycle feels like a cliffhanger, something's broken. A CFO builds forward-looking models. Imagine a $15 million professional services firm with receivables stretching 90 days. Their controller can report what's overdue today. The CFO, on the other hand, is projecting out 6 weeks, mapping payroll against expected inflows, and lining up a credit facility to cover gaps.
And that doesn't just keep the lights on. It builds credibility with banks, with employees, with investors, because leadership is steering, not scrambling.
Right. Cash flow surprises aren't just stressful. They choke growth. A CFO restores visibility and control. Let's pause here. We've covered 4 triggers so far: rapid growth, increasing complexity, major strategic moves, and cash flow surprises. Each one can feel different on the surface, but the common theme is visibility. When you can't see clearly into your financial future, you're flying blind. And that's when CFO-level leadership becomes essential.
I like that you framed it that way. Visibility is the thread. Whether it's growth, complexity, strategy, or cash, the question is, do you actually know what's coming? Or are you reacting after the fact?
That's exactly the point. Let's move into the remaining 4 triggers.
Trigger number 5, missed key metrics. Every business sets targets: revenue, margins, EBITDA. If you're consistently missing them, or worse, if you don't have reliable tracking at all, it's a red flag.
And it's not just about underperformance, right? Sometimes the targets themselves were unrealistic, or the reporting wasn't granular enough to catch problems early.
Correct. A CFO creates the discipline around budgeting and forecasting. They build dashboards so leadership knows not just where the business is today, but where it's headed. Without that, missed metrics pile up and leadership loses confidence.
So if you're finding yourself surprised at the end of every quarter, you don't have a performance problem. You have a visibility problem. That's where the CFO comes in.
Trigger number 6, weak financial systems. This is when the business is still running on spreadsheets, even though the scale has outgrown them.
Spreadsheets are fine until they aren't. I've seen companies where one broken formula throws off a whole quarter of reporting.
The CFO knows when it's time to implement scalable systems. ERP platforms, integrated reporting, automated dashboards. They reduce errors, speed up close cycles, and let finance focus on strategy rather than data entry.
So a weak system doesn't just slow you down, it blinds you. And upgrading without CFO-level oversight can be a disaster too, because implementation is complex.
That's right. Systems are the backpack. The CFO ensures they're chosen, implemented, and used correctly.
Trigger number 7, the CEO needs a trusted financial advisor. This one is personal. CEOs often feel isolated when making big financial calls. A CFO is the co-pilot, the one person in the room who translates numbers into strategy and tells the CEO the hard truths.
I've heard owners say that once they had a CFO, they finally felt like they had a true partner, someone who wasn't just reporting on the past, but shaping the future.
Right again. A CFO will challenge assumptions, bring risk awareness, and act as a sounding board. For owners especially, that trusted partnership changes everything.
So it's not just about the numbers, it's about leadership support.
Trigger number 8. Your financial staff is stretched too thin. Controllers and bookkeepers are vital, but if they're drowning in day-to-day tasks, they can't provide strategic guidance.
I've seen controllers who are excellent at closing the books, but they don't have the time or the mandate to step back and ask, what do the numbers mean for strategy?
That's exactly it. A CFO elevates the finance function, freeing staff from overload, setting up processes, and focusing leadership on growth decisions. Without that, the company gets stuck in the weeds.
So the signal here is burnout. If your team is overwhelmed, it's not just a staffing issue, it's a leadership gap.
Let's recap. The 8 triggers are rapid growth, increasing complexity, major strategic moves, cash flow surprises, missed metrics, weak systems, the CEO's need for a trusted advisor, and overextended financial staff.
If one or more of these sound familiar, your company is at the stage where CFO-level leadership isn't optional anymore. It's necessary.
And here's the encouraging part. You don't have to leap to a full-time executive right away. Fractional CFOs provide the expertise at the scale you need for the stage you're in. That's exactly what Rankin McKenzie does.
Fractional models mean you can get strategic leadership without committing to a full-time hire before you're ready. It's a flexible, cost-effective way to bring CFO insight into your business.
That wraps up this episode of Do You Need a CFO? Next time, we'll talk about defining the CFO role that matches your stage.
fractional versus full-time, strategic versus operational. In other words, how to right-size financial leadership for your company today.
And remember, this conversation was an AI dramatization based on the free executive resources at RankinMckenzie.com. To learn more and to download those resources yourself, visit RankinMckenzie.com/resources.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.